Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. Here till 4 a.m. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And we've got a Blackhawks Express to play back from last night's game. But I want to welcome to the studio a guy who hasn't been on the show in a long time from our sister station over there, WGN-TV. It's Marcus LeShock. Marcus, how are you?
How are you?
Good, man. It's good to see you.
What beautiful digs you got here. It's my first time at WGN Radio. You have an office now?
I do, yeah.
Look at this guy.
Isn't it unbelievable? It only took 34 years.
Right. I don't have one. What am I going on at WGN? Like 11 years now?
Mm-hmm.
11 years.
No
still
office.
Still in my cubicle.
Still in your cubicle. Yeah.
I'll probably
I don't know what
forever.
Happened when we moved over here across the river, you know, to Wacker, and they somehow they gave me an office.
Well, you deserve one.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, man. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's really good to be here. And, you know, I listen to you every day on my drive.
I
think I've called in a couple of times.
You have? Yep.
Here and there when I've heard something, but it's great. So it's really good to be here. I mean, I just shared a clip last night on my Twitter of us from 12 years ago.
Oh,
back when
really?
I was on the old CLTV
when
I was here.
CLTV,
and
yeah.
Daniel Plainview called in from There Will
You Know
Be
What?
Blood.
I believe we have that audio. We'll play that later.
Oh, okay, okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
We'll play
right,
that later.
Gotcha.
Daniel Plainview. But that was a long time ago.
It was 12 years ago, man.
12 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oscar time, 12 years ago, 2008.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you love being on GNTV?
Yeah, it's great. It's you know, I work on the WGN Morning News starting at 4 a.m., and it's just a great place to work. Great vibe. You know, it's mm-hmm. a great team. You're getting up in the middle of the night, but getting to go in,
well,
and yeah.
It's the best morning show on TV.
Well, thank you.
I mean, and there's no question about it. I know you guys kill in the ratings as well.
Yeah, and I think they just let us be ourselves. A lot of people ask, what is the big secret? You know, what is the secret to the show? And it's really just... They kind of, everything you see on TV is what you get in real life.
Yeah.
So if you like the person you see on TV, you're going to like them when they walk off the set. If you don't like them, you're not going to like them when they walk
off
the set.
Well, you guys have a wonderful chemistry, and it's a fun show to watch, and it's also informative, and it's very entertaining, and the chemistry that you guys have is great.
Yeah, when I first started there, our news director at the time told me, he said, you know, the key is that you still get the information. You know, the news is the key, and you're going to walk away informed from it. The fun is the stuff probably you remember, but people come back every day because they know they're still going to walk away with information that they need to know throughout the day. But yeah, just a lot of that chemistry, just particularly with like Robin, Larry, and Paul, like that just happens over time, right?
Yeah.
When it's funny, we'll play clips from 20 years ago with them, and they're terrible, you know, when they first started.
Yeah.
But it's just over time, you just get used to each other, and having an environment like I say this all the time when I go talk to other companies or whatever, just having a management environment where you let your employees do their thing, like trust them to do their thing. And every once in a while, everyone's got to get reined in.
Yeah.
Somebody gets called into the office and gets in trouble for going too far.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just trusting your people to do what they do and the results come.
It's Marcus LeShock is with us, by the way, from WGN-TV. You'll see him on the tube this morning.
Yes,
you'll be on Channel 9 this morning.
Yeah, Tom was just asking me what time do you need to leave. I'm like, I better figure that out so I can get up there in time. But yeah, my first hit's at like 4:45. I do these trending news hits every morning.
Right.
So I just need to make sure I get over there in time.
I think you will.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. No problem. But I love being in studio, so it's good to see you in person.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And this is, you know, this we've been here for a couple of years now, and I know this is your first time here, but it's just so it's just beautiful.
It is.
You know, I loved working in the Tribune building because there's so much history in the building, but the digs are so much better here.
Much, much better.
Yeah,
when I was sitting in the green room here, there was no old like Dewey Decimal record vault
and
all
that
stuff.
That's what we used to have, we used to have like the dressing room or the green room. Now we have the PPG Paints green room.
Oh, wow.
Big and fancy.
Yeah.
PPG Paints green room. But when we used to have the green room back at the other station, when we were on, we were just on the first floor. There were filing cabinets in there.
Yeah.
And that was like the record room. Like you go in there and that's where they had where they kept the albums.
Yeah, where they kept where they would spin the records.
Yeah.
Right. That's where they kept them. It was
cool.
Yeah.
So, but now we've got full on fancy green room and all that cool stuff. So how long you been now with TV, WGN TV?
It was 2009 when I came over. I started with CLTV and doing the Metro Mix show there. And then I came over to WGN in 2009. I was working on the evening show there for about 3 or 4 years, and then I got moved over to the mornings, which is, gosh, it's probably been 6 years now, something like that.
Yeah.
6, 7 years.
Boy, time's flying, man.
Isn't it flying?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? That's why I was looking back at those old clips, and it just, I feel like at this point, like, everything's changing. Everything changes so fast in our business that it's just, you're just holding on for dear life now.
Yeah.
every day I wake up and I still, the key card works when I walk in the door is a win.
That's it, man. There it is. That's it. Yeah. So, but you guys are so great on that show. And I love Robin.
She's the best.
I love her. She just, she's so good at what she does and she's so funny. I just find her to be unbelievably charming.
And she is so, like, Chicago, South Side Chicago. When we do these events, block parties, whatever events, everybody comes. Everybody loves Robin. I think she's just so relatable.
She is.
And I will tell you this, too, that I know on the air she's kind of cantankerous sometimes and, what are you doing? You know, But she is the most, if you needed something, you'd call Robin. Like, she is the most caring, really nice person, and she is really passionate about the news. Like, ask any of our producers, like, in the breaks, she's always asking, like, can any of the producer talk to me? Do we have this story on? Are we talking to this person or that person? Like, she is still, after how many years doing it, you hear in our business so often that over time people get comfortable phoning it in, sitting back.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day she is looking at the paper or something, are we doing this, she's still tuned in to getting it right with everything. So it's she's awesome. The best.
She's a
great team.
All right, Marcus LeShock is here from WGN TV. He'll be here for a little while because he's got to get to the station and get on the air. So we'll talk more with Marcus. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. More with Marcus LeShock right here on 720 WGN.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. Nobody living inside.
Tom busting out the Dan Fogelberg. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio here until 4. My dad's going to call in and tell the joke because it's a jokey time. We have a Blackhawks Express to play back from last night's game. And our good friend Marcus LeShock from WGN TV is live in studio.
Hello. I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. So tell me a little bit about what you look for when you're looking for the trending stories.
It's sort of a challenge because what I'm trying to do is find stories that are, one, being shared on social media, right? So a lot of people sharing these stories and talking about them. But then you have to find stories that are not already in the news, right? So, of course, anything political is going to be all over the trending topics, and people are going to be sharing that sort of thing. But most likely, that's already going to be in our newscast.
Yeah.
And so then you have to find things that are not necessarily. So we have an entertainment reporter, Dean Richards, of course. So he's going to be covering that. And you've got Pat Tomasulo, who does sports. So a lot of sports stuff is going to be in there. But I sort of try to look for all the things that are falling through the cracks a little bit.
Yeah.
So the way I like to look at it is things that are interesting that people are talking about that if my segment didn't exist, they wouldn't be on the news. Mm-hmm. Like, they would just get forgotten or left out because there wasn't time or nobody was covering them. So I try to wrap all of those things up. And then also I kind of shamelessly use the segment to talk about things that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So deep space exploration stories, like weird stuff that necessarily you wouldn't find on like a Channel 5 or 7 or 2.
Yeah.
Things that I'm interested in, I come on and talk about them for 30, 45 seconds and usually get made fun of by my peers.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, I'm getting up at 1:30 in the morning. I want to talk about some things I'm interested in too.
Sure.
But all of it really are things that, like, oh, I think that's interesting, or I think that's something that's, if I talked about this today, would somebody like stop at the TV and be like, oh, I want to hear more about that topic?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun to watch. And you always pick up some really cool stuff, man.
I try to. I mean, that's the goal. And one, I also wanted to be for the most part, a very positive segment. I want people to walk away saying, like, oh, I feel good after watching that.
Yeah.
Or I saw something that was interesting. I try to avoid all the political stuff.
Yeah.
For the most part. Unless it's something that's really funny that kind of happened. Like, say, if there was a debate, some of the funny moments from the debate that are...
Right.
But even these days, like, you can't even touch that as much anymore without people getting really worked up and upset.
I know.
You could do a whole... Your show overnight, for example, you could do Trump talk 24/7, your lines would be lit up all night. People would be calling in, fired up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
I try
just,
to stay away from the politics.
That's the thing. Like, you have your show. Like, you have something that you want to create that isn't necessarily going into that.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way with my segment.
Yeah,
so.
I try to stay away from the politics. Not that I'm not active politically.
Of course.
It's not that I don't have an opinion.
Of course.
But I want this show to stay away from that. I want it to be fun. I want
people
to have a good time.
Well, there's enough of it already, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's enough of it, and so you're trying to fill that other sort of, fill that void. And I think this day and age, we need more of that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I try to do.
And you do a good job, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
815 area code just texted in. I was wondering how long it was going to take before somebody mentions roller coasters.
Yes.
How did Marcus become so interested in roller coasters? Does he have any plans to broadcast from a different roller coaster this year?
Yes. I always have plans. It's what they will allow me to do, right? I've loved roller coasters since I was a kid. I used to go with my dad to Great America. We would go as often as we could, and I was always terrified to get on rides.
No,
until I was
you?
I was about 11 or 12, and I would go to Great America with my dad. We'd only go on like the little small rides, and then I brought a friend for the first time, and my friend walked in, and he's like, first thing, there was nobody there that day, and he's like, I want to go on Shockwave, which was like the, if people remember Great America, it was the big blue giant aero coaster at the front of the park, and I was like, no way. But as soon as he was going, then my dad's like, well, I really want to go, because he's been going forever with me and never got to go on anything.
Yeah.
So it was peer pressure. We went on, and from that second, I was hooked. Like, I loved it. I went upside down for the first time. I was like, I'm all in, and after that, I wanted to ride every coaster in the world. And so it was just something, but it just ended up, a new ride was opening at Great America, and I was with WGN, it's called X-Flight, and I was there and covered it for WGN. The segment went really well, my boss liked it, and then I just kind of turned it into a full-on travel segment that we do, where I travel to different theme parks all over the country, checking out things, and again, it's just a really positive family-focused segment and podcast now, where you can learn about places to go with the family and all that.
And coasting the country.
Correct.
Yeah.
Coasting the country.
There's an adventure park opening in Lamont.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I just heard about that the other day. It is the largest, I don't know if it's the largest adventure park, or at least in the Chicagoland area. It is about 300 acres.
Wow.
All kinds of climbing, the tallest zip line in the country, or on the continent, I believe.
Oh, my God.
I know, yeah. So all kinds of things that you can climb, zip line around. It's supposed to open in May, like May 25th, and then I think June they're having a big grand opening, but I've been hearing about this, but they just put out some video recently the other day of like a rendering of what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
It looks really ambitious.
Yeah.
You know, really pretty cool. And they're hoping about 1 million people come to Lamont every year to go to this thing. So
wow.
It's going to be pretty big.
That's going to be big.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah, it's big news.
So at Great America.
Yes.
What's your favorite roller coaster? Because I have mine. I haven't been to Great America in a long time.
Okay.
But Raging Bull. Is it still there?
Yes, 20 years last year.
I love
you
that.
Can believe
I
it.
Love that roller coaster.
And still to this day, one of the most popular, if probably the most popular ride in the park. Still to this day, made by a company called B&M. They interesting fact: their very first roller coaster was called Iron Wolf that they made at
Great America. Standing roller coaster.
Yeah, terrible, horrible ride.
Horrible ride.
But look at their evolution of where they've come.
Yeah.
Right from Iron Wolf to Raging Bull, and now the other rides they're making, that some of the tallest, fastest rides in the world, smooth rides, like really known to be smooth. You can ride them over and over again. Raging Bull's a great ride. I would say Whizzer's my favorite ride.
It's classic.
Only because it's the only one of its kind in the world. Like, that's the only one left. There was one there, and then there was one at the California's Great America. We have a mirror Great America in California, and a lot of people don't know that, but it's owned by a different company. But they took that one out. So now Whizzer is the only one left of its kind, that electric going up the hill.
Yeah.
And then just how you sit in it, and it's still fun. You can ride it with little kids.
Yeah.
Older people can ride it. I love that ride just because how unique it is.
It is a good,
my favorite ride there.
It's a great ride, and it's always been a classic.
Yeah.
You know, ever since the place opened. It's been there since it opened, right?
Yeah, it opened.
76 is when they...
Willard's Wizard. Right. Marriott's Great America.
Yeah, Marriott's Great America.
Marriott's Great America. Yeah.
The rides are great. The shows are great. The fun is great at Marriott's Great America.
They did a whole hour-long special when that opened. You can find it online. And Jerry Stiller was in it. Like, they had all kinds of guests. And
Jerry Stiller?
Yeah, Jerry Stiller shows up. And part of this thing, I don't know if it aired on like Channel 7 or something else, but they did this whole thing on Creating Great America. It was an hour-long show. And it's interesting. Like, the whole theme park business right now, everything is, and a big part of the story is with this coronavirus and everything else, yeah. Like how that's going to affect travel and some of these companies and what they're doing. But its season is kicking off, man. And it is, people are adding things and expanding like never before. It's mm-hmm. pretty exciting.
Do you have a favorite roller coaster?
It's tough, right? I love the old classic wooden coasters mm-hmm. for sure. So, there's a coaster at a place called Knoebels. Everyone has like an emotional connection. People who are big enthusiasts have emotional connections to different rides.
Yeah.
My dad grew up in Eastern Pennsylvania at this park called Knoebels. That was his home park. It's this free amusement park. It's been around for decades and decades and decades. And you pay per ride, like when you walk
up.
Oh,
I see.
It's kind of like it was a picnic grove, and then they started adding rides here and there. Family-owned place. There's this ride called Phoenix there that's this wooden roller coaster that it's not the tallest ride in the world, not the fastest ride in the world, but it's got great airtime. Like, I love old-school airtime where you almost feel like you're going to fall out of the thing, but you know you're not. You're still safe. Mm-hmm. And it's just... There's another ride at a park called Kennywood in Pittsburgh that's going to turn 100 years old this year called Jackrabbit. It was designed by a guy from Homewood and who invented all kinds of safety features on roller coasters and designed a bunch of rides. But there's a little taste of Homewood, Illinois out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you go on some of these rides that are like 100 years old. They're still operating. You think like 100 years ago, people were riding this thing that I'm riding right now. I love that. Just going on and feeling... A part of history.
Yeah. You know, have you ever gone back and looked at some Riverview stuff?
Yes.
My parents would speak so highly of Riverview.
Mine too.
And it's amazing that at Belmont and Western, there was a...
Right by WGN.
By GN, there was a huge amusement park.
I know, and there's a Mariano's there, a police station, I can't imagine it, right? When you drive down Western and by Lane Tech and all that, and you think like, wow, the Bob's was here. Yep. And that stuff hurts, you know, because I see it and I listen to them tell their stories and their memories, and I wish I could have seen it.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been part of it. But it is so beloved by so many people.
Oh, my parents, I mean, they just, it's all about Riverview.
Yeah.
It's all about Riverview. My mom was pregnant with me when she was on the parachutes.
Oh.
She rode the parachute while she was pregnant with me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been to Riverview.
They didn't have the same signs back then, probably.
No, you
shouldn't ride this. X, Y, and Z.
Now, had you ever gone to Old Chicago before it closed?
No.
You were never in Old Chicago?
No, never in Old Chicago.
It was out in Bolingbrook.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know about it.
I do know about it.
The idea was to have a mall surrounding... An amusement park, and like the parents would go shopping, and you would drop the kids off in the mall, or you drop the kids off in the park, and it had the first upside down roller coaster, which was called the Chicago Loop.
Okay,
and it had a haunted house 24/7, rides all over the place, and the problem was the stores were terrible
in the mall.
Yeah, they were terrible. There were no anchor stores at all. They had no anchor stores. They were just these little mom and pop places. That would close down because nobody was going.
So the amusement park was the anchor.
It was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, and so, but it just didn't work. I mean, it was like these stores are terrible. Nobody's going shopping.
How long was it open? Do you remember?
I want to say it opened in like 72, maybe.
Okay.
And I think closed in like the early 80s.
Okay. So about maybe 10 years or something?
10, 12 years. Yeah, something like that. But we used to go all the time.
People sent me pictures of that. A lot, like
of Old Chicago.
Yeah, of Old Chicago, like the old school.
It's a pretty legendary place.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's actually a scene in a movie called The Fury that takes place in Old Chicago.
The Fury.
It's a Brian De Palma movie about psychic powers.
Really?
And there's a scene that takes place in old Chicago. It's pretty classic.
That's great. One of my favorite roller coaster movies is Roller Coaster.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was released in Sensoround.
Yeah, Sensoround. That's right.
That's right.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Marcus Leshock is here, and we're talking I knew the subject of roller coasters would pop up at some point.
Sure.
Okay. Marcus Leshock from WGN TV here. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 on WGN.
Just your imagination.
On that big world outside, it's a fact. Step out and don't look back. This is the time for having fun. You're never too old.
Yeah. You're busting out the jams this morning. Tom Hush is the producer. I'm Nick DiCilio, and we are live in the Skyline studio here until 4 o'clock. Marcus Leshock from WGN TV is here. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, great to see you, too.
It's been too long.
It has been.
So we got some trending stories here that I want to throw at you.
Oh, great.
I'm not sure about this one. The Blue Bell ice cream liquor.
Oh, what happened with that? Is there an update on that?
It's he's sentenced to 30 days in jail.
This is the person who was going in and opening the ice cream and licking it and putting it back into the freezer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Only 30 days for that.
Yeah.
What would be, if you were Judge Nick, what would your punishment be for somebody who's going into the grocery store, opening up the ice cream, taking licks, and then putting it back in for other people to buy?
25 years.
25 years. Yeah,
25 to life.
25 to life.
Right. That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So he's only getting 30 days in jail. And he's got a fine of $1,000.
Well, yeah.
So, and he's 24.
You know, what is wrong with people? That was the thing going around for a while. People were doing that, like opening the stuff in the store. And
I don't understand that, man.
Yeah, and I've noticed, too, I bought this Edie's ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Edie's ice cream. It's been around forever.
Yeah.
They don't have a seal on their ice cream. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, open up the thing. There's no seal. I brought it home, and my daughter wanted some ice cream. I opened it up. I'm like, well, I can't give you this. Something happened. Somebody took the thing off. Some liquor probably licked it somewhere. But I looked it up. They've never done it.
They've never had the peel away thing?
They've never had the peel away thing.
That's weird.
I know.
And I've had that ice cream many times.
It's great ice cream.
Many, many times.
It's fantastic.
So this guy's got 30 days for licking ice cream.
Yeah. That's good.
And this is out of Texas.
I'm gonna write these down. Yeah, yeah. Bluebell ice cream is very popular there.
Oh, it is.
You ever had it? Yeah, it's very good ice cream.
I've never had it.
People there love it. They love it. So that's why it was such a big deal, and it affected them as a company because a lot of people were like, "Well, I'm not gonna trust their ice cream anymore because some renegade guy's going licking the ice cream and putting it back." But
yeah.
I think they got past that, and
Oh man,
there you go.
All right. Well, there's another story that's. That's trending. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How about an Australian family that accidentally ordered 48 boxes of toilet paper?
What happened there?
Amid the coronavirus-fueled shortage.
So what did they try to do?
Here's what it says. It says, a woman has been dubbed the reigning queen of toilet paper after an online ordering blunder which saw 48 boxes of roll delivered to her home.
Wow.
For no reason, has no reason to fear Australians' coronavirus fueled toilet paper shortage. She has enough now for approximately 12 years.
Have you seen these videos from Costco's and other places of people just stocking? I mean, they are taking the toilet paper off the shelves too. And a lot of people asking, like, well, what are you thinking is going to occur? Like, how much toilet paper do you need? What is going on in your homes?
Yeah.
Where do you need all this toilet paper?
Yeah.
But it's, that's been wild. I have another story, actually, trending story from Costco related to that. Like, everyone talking about the toilet paper. Somebody bought a $600,000 ring at a Costco, like an engagement ring. A $600,000
ring. $600,000?
From Costco.
At Costco?
Yes. So think about somebody who's that wealthy who's going to buy like almost $1 million engagement ring. They bought it from a Costco, and Costco came out and said, yeah, we sold one of these, actually. $660,000.
I wasn't aware that you could buy something for $660,000 at Costco.
Right, exactly. So people were sharing that as well.
What were you going to say, Tom?
I was going to say the Southport Jewel this weekend was apparently out of toilet paper.
Isn't that wild?
That's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
That's the store I used to work at.
We were kind of worried because we get a lot of that stuff on Amazon, you know, delivered to our house.
Yeah.
And we were running out of toilet paper delivery is like on a regular subscription-based thing.
Right.
And it didn't show up.
Oh.
And like days were going by and we were running low. Like, oh, is it ever going to come? Because they're probably out too. But it eventually showed up.
Yeah.
But they're delayed as well. I'm just a lot of people ordering.
People enjoy the toilet paper.
It's a good time to be in that business, I guess.
I guess
the toilet
so.
Paper selling business.
Marcus Leshock is here from WGN TV. And you see him on the TV in the morning here. By the way, getting back to this, you know, you were talking about this clip that you had put up
yes.
on your Facebook page. This is from, what, how long ago? 12 years
2008.
Ago? 2008. Now, for those of you who don't know, Marcus used to come on the show. We would talk Oscars and during awards shows, you would come on afterwards and we would do a summation. This is when you were on CLTV.
Yeah, we'd shoot the video, put it on TV and all that good stuff. Yeah,
and it was always a lot of fun. Well, the year that, this was 2008, which means it's the year that There Will Be Blood was up for Academy Awards. It didn't win because No Country for Old Men won that year and didn't deserve it, but it did. But obviously, Daniel Day-Lewis won,
of course,
for his performance, which is one of the best performances in movie history as far as I'm concerned. And Daniel Plainview is the character that he played. And when Marcus was on with us after the Oscars, Daniel Plainview called in.
We actually have Daniel Plainview on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a get.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel.
Hello.
Congratulations.
I won.
Yes, you did.
Wow. I'm the winner.
Yes, you are.
I'm not a sinner. I'm a winner.
Wow.
So
are you
going to all the after parties there, Mr. Plainview?
Oh, yes. Right now I'm actually in an oil bath with Diablo Cody.
Wow, that's good.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, I have to say, I was a little disappointed by the speech by Mr. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a pretty good job of playing me. I thought he got pretty close. Oh, quite frankly, I was disappointed.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
When he walked up there, he didn't have a mustache.
No, he shaved the mustache, Daniel.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
No mustache.
And he did not have a milkshake with him either.
Quite frankly, I found his speech wimpy.
Oh, really?
I would have preferred it went something like this. Hello, I would like to thank no one except myself. I would now like to thank Paul Thomas Anderson, because without me, he's nothing. I would not like to thank...
Did you know who that was?
No. He was a regular caller.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to remember his name. I don't know if he still listens, but no, he was a regular caller.
That was so funny.
It was hilarious. It was
really,
hilarious.
Really, really funny. I wonder if you set that up. At the time.
No. Totally surprised.
It was so funny.
630, this is Andy in Elmhurst, just sent in a text.
Okay.
Marcus. Does Marcus have any updates on Morgan's return? And how is Tom Skilling doing after surgery?
Yeah, Morgan Kalkmeyer, our meteorologist, 4 to 6 a.m. on WGN Mornings, had a baby. She is due back in April. So I believe like that first, whatever Monday is in April, she should be back whatever day is. Yeah, she's got about a month left. You can follow along on her Instagram and Twitter and everything else. She's been new mom, very excited.
I think she's
lovely. Baby's doing well. She's great. She's really great and has been a great addition.
Anybody heard from Tom Skilling?
Yeah, Tom has been posted a really lengthy update on everything that's going on with him. He's doing great.
He had gastric bypass surgery, by the way.
Yes, he had gastric bypass surgery, and he's been very candid about that and his progress trying to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And his latest post, he said that, there was some pain after the surgery and everything else, but things are progressing the way that they should. And that he's really determined now. Now he's got to put the work in with the diet and the exercise and everything
else,
and doing that after the surgery. It's really interesting if you're interested to know more about that surgery. He just, again, on his Facebook page posted, I think it was last night, like a really lengthy update. There's a lot about that I don't know, that kind of surgery and how that works. But there's a lot of work. It's not like you just get the surgery and then, 100 pounds is going to come off and everything's fixed. You got to really put the work in after that. And he says he's determined to do that. And
good for him.
Yeah, he's great. Absolutely great.
After asking about Morgan's return and Tom Skilling, Andy says, WGN Morning News is awesome. Keep doing what you can because no one can touch all of you. Just like no one can touch Nick on the radio.
Yeah.
Been a fan of Nick since day one with Roy Leonard. Love what you all do. That's nice.
Your story is an amazing story,
oh,
man.
God.
Like, as somebody who, you just called in, right? You were
I would call in. You know, I was a regular listener to Roy's show, mm-hmm. and I would just call in, and he took a liking to me.
Yep.
I don't know why. But yeah, I mean, he took a liking to me, and he offered me the job as producer of his show, and I went in and interviewed, and I didn't get it. So he's like, "Well, look, since you didn't, you know, since you didn't get the job, how about I just let you review movies on my show on Saturdays?
How about that?"
And I was like, "All right." And it started out where I would review the crappy movies. Like, he's like, "I don't want to see any more ninja movies. I don't want to see any more horror movies. You take care of all the crappy movies."
Right. And then, he was a movie critic as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He reviewed movies
entertainment
all the
critic all over the place.
To give some of that to you.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
No, it is. It's you know, I owe everything to him.
And I want your audience to know, too, that, you know, when I was starting at CLTV and doing this little Metro Mix show, like, nobody knew who I was or anything. I was just some guy from Schaumburg who went to NIU and then started doing this. And when I reached out to you and asked to talk to you about something about our show, you had us on all the time.
Yeah.
Like, whenever we wanted. And that was huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was gigantic for me. So to see that you paid that back, you continue to pay that back to others by having other people on your show from, like, small websites or blogs or anything like that, and giving them the platform that this WGN radio goes everywhere. I mean, I don't know how many states in Canada you're in every night.
Yeah.
And so to have that, like, that was amazing to me. So I appreciate you doing that for me, and it really helped me in my career as well. So that was awesome.
It's you know, I never don't appreciate how I got this gig. You know what I mean? I'm always thinking to myself that, I mean, I owe basically my entire career to Roy Leonard, and I always acknowledge that. I will never not, you know, acknowledge that. And he was a wonderful, wonderful man, and I miss him every day.
Yeah.
But it's nice to, you know, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad I have
But you're loved that same way.
Yeah,
I don't know
about that. But.
Well, no, it's true. But it is really true. And I'm sure, like, Eric Childress or so many other people would come on here and call in at the second and tell you that.
Yeah.
So I hope you know that.
Well,
you should know that.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. Now, what are you working on next?
What am I working on now? Well, I'm going
in
the safe.
We got
trending news coming up.
Leaving in a couple of minutes.
4 a.m. We're going to talk about some SNL stuff from over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Going to play some clips from that. Weekend was on. I thought the couch bit was kind of funny.
It
was funny. I'm going to play some of that.
Yep.
Also, of course, we're doing that all week. We've got, I work on this with this nonprofit called Lake County Response for Veterans. And what we do is we find veterans in the Lake County area and who can't afford to fix things in their home, safety things in their home, like bad flooring, this or that. We found this vet who was living in this home that was full of mold and everything else. We were completely gutting his house and put him in a hotel. Over the next month, he's going to get a brand new house, and all this is done for no charge to the veteran.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually working on a story on that, but this is a passion project of mine. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. Again, Lake County Response for Veterans. All thanks to donations from people, we do this for the vets. So working on a story on that as well. And of course, Coast in the Country podcast.
Yeah.
Doing that, trying to do that almost every week. You can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts. And WGNTV.com/coastin.
There you go. Marcus, always great seeing you, man.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
You come back more often, okay?
I will.
Yeah.
All right.
Marcus Leshock, he's got to get out of here because he's going to be on TV in just a little while. Always a pleasure, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay.